Hello, ma'am.
What about a football? You run toward the
goal.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and sees the funny side and thinks he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
exterminate them.
Or we'll get
them.
Do you ever say get shed of them or get rid of them?
Yeah, of course, that get shed of is a very old expression. And I remember my wife's father, who was an educated man, college graduate, but he's from West Virginia. He always said he always used the term, I'm going to get shed of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't use it either.
What would you say?
I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he always said, I'm going to get shed of that.
And you say, I have just what him a letter.
Written him a letter.
And yesterday he what me a letter.
He wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
we'll write him back.
And you say, I wrote him, it was time I was getting
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
addressed it.
Did you ever hear people say back the letter?
No.
You say, well, I was gonna write him, but I didn't know his
address.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And if a child's learned something new, you want to know where he learned it, you say, who
taught you that?
And a child that's always running and telling on other children.
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yes.
What would it mean?
There's a person that if you tell something to and you'd rather he didn't repeat it and he tells it, you say he's a tattletale.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you'd go out and
pick the flower.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Huh?
Toy.
Any other names for toy?
No.
What about play pretty? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And you'd say, you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
Or talk about them tearing it up. You say, the road's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and
try it on.
Go ahead and
put it on.
And you'd say, if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you say, we had to start work before
day.
Or before sun
up. Before sun up.
And we worked until
dog.
Or sun
down. Hmm? Sun down.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock the sun
I saw it set.
Or this morning the sun
rose.
Or when I got outside the sun had already
risen.
And you'd say, today is Friday, so Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but the week earlier than that, you say he came here.
Last Sunday?
Not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that. He came here.
Sunday before last.
And if he's going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, it would be
Sunday after next.
Do you ever call that Sunday week?
Yeah.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
Do you ever call that a fortnight?
No.
Do you ever hear that?
Yes, in England.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Half past 8.
And if it's